Hughes here and Aaron on Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Hey, you want to talk to a superstar? I do. Let's go to Stockholm and talk to one of Australia's best musicians who is taking the world by storm, Dean Lewis. Welcome to the show.
In the house.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being had. Your music, it speaks to me. I know it speaks to these two as well.
Yes.
You are, your latest single reminds me of being in a relationship which I shouldn't have been in.
Yes.
And you wonder whether it's you. And you, when you finally get away from that relationship, you realise it was crazy and you were wasting everyone's time. Is that fair to say, Dane?
Exactly. Yeah, it was about a relationship I was in when Be Alright was kind of blowing up around the world. I kind of was on the road so much and I kind of had this kind of, I guess it was kind of a friendship that turned into something. And then it was just, it was like that. Whenever I get too close, she kind of pull away. And then when I'd kind of bounce out, she kind of come back in, that same story. And so
You wonder whether you're good enough. That's the, what's the line? Good enough to love. Yeah. To be loved.
Oh yeah. Maybe I'm just not good enough at all to feel your love. Yeah. Yeah. That's the line.
Oh,
come on, Dean.
God.
Now, Aaron, you can feel that, don't you?
Well, I love, and I've listened to heaps of your songs just really recently. Like Falling Up, I love. That's probably my favorite. But this new one.
They're all the favorites.
No,
there's some
children. No, I can't say that.
No, you can't say that.
Dean, am I allowed to say that I have a favorite song?
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. I love it.
Thanks so much, Dean.
I love it.
Thank you so much. But like, where do you, is it generally love that you, that inspires you to write? Like, where do you generally get your material from? Is it your own experiences?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all just really my own experiences. But I always think you can write a lot of stuff from like one, you can write like a whole album or two albums off one heartbreak, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, happy songs, honestly, who wants to listen to a happy song? If you want a happy song, it's so much harder to connect.
Really,
because
hard.
If you have an emotional sad song, like, it, you know, you connect to the heart, whereas if it's a happy song, it just has to be, like, you have to be, like, twice as good.
Yes.
So, like, I'm not.
Really
so
good.
I'm just,
twice think about the great REM, their happiest song, Shiny Happy People. They don't want to play that. They didn't want to play Shiny Happy People.
But then ironically, Radiohead's real downer creep. They don't want to play that either.
Well, that's when I had that. Yeah, they REM's probably got so much money, they just like. They've had like 13 hits. That's when you become arrogant when you have more than 10.
Oh, mate, you're getting
that's
there.
That's good.
Dean Lewis is getting there. But you are in Stockholm as we speak, which is. The world feels like it's got Stockholm syndrome, I believe.
Good
That's
job.
Why, you know, some unpopular leaders keep getting re-elected. But what is going on in Stockholm COVID-wise?
Actually, they're pretty chill over here. Like, I did a show the other night and no one's really – you don't have to wear a mask over here. Everyone's pretty relaxed. Mm. It's been really interesting because we've been doing – obviously, I'm doing these shows in all these different European countries. You get to the airport and then, like, for instance, some places are really strict with it and then other places are not, and it's just kind of different everywhere, but they're pretty relaxed over here about it all.
So when are
Sweden,
you back in?
Yeah, can I just say, hang on, Sweden was always the example of look what they're doing in Sweden. They couldn't care less in Sweden. That was the
that's true.
So I mean, yeah, and other people were saying everyone's dead in Sweden. Is everyone dead in Sweden or not?
Dean, is everyone dead?
No, they're still here. They're still around. No, they're still. They're definitely alive.
Oh, bless. Thank God
for
that.
I tell you what, you heard it here first. Now, the new thing.
Well, when are you coming back to Australia? What's your kind of, when can we see you play? You're going to tour? What's the plan for all your fans here?
I think that we're going to announce like small little shows to get, like just start building things up. And obviously with COVID, I think like early next year, we're going to do some and then going to come back for like a world tour. Like next year, sometime, like mid next year or something.
World,
we're still planning it.
Mate.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. World that's what I'm tour. Talking about. What's the point of a tour if it's not the world?
I hear that.
And exactly. I prefer Sydney Leagues clubs myself, but that's just me.
Horses for courses, mate. Horses for courses.
The RSL's gone now, isn't it? They changed its name. Gone.
Yeah,
it's
changed its name, but it's still the same great venue, my friend. Exactly. Don't you worry about that. You too. You can do a night there, you two. Dean Lewis, Looks Like Me is the new single. It is always a pleasure, bro. Nice to speak to you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Easy getting there.